This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. Influential Conservative Action Committee Advance Colorado wants the state legislature to repeal three laws it says make it difficult for local authorities to work with ICE agents. Michael Fields is the organization's president. He says laws added to the books between 2019 and 2023 allow violent criminals and repeat felons to slip through the cracks.
If somebody murders somebody or kills somebody with a DUI or other crimes that are happening, there is not that coordination right now, and actually the law prevents it.
If the bills are not repealed, Fields says he's planning a local pressure campaign followed by a ballot measure in 2026 that would mandate law enforcement cooperate with ICE on violent offender deportation efforts. Boulder police arrested a man for allegedly threatening two people at a gas pump because of their ethnicity. It happened Monday near Movement Rock Climbing Gym. Two Latino men called police reporting the crime. Yesterday, plainclothes officers were able to track down 24-year-old Christopher Morris at a grocery store. They say he had a pistol with a laser attachment that matched the weapon described in the crime. He was taken into custody for bias-motivated crimes and menacing. President Trump has moved to formally withdraw the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement. The international deal asks countries to voluntarily cut emissions and slow the rise in global temperatures. CU Boulder professor Max Boykoff has followed the deal for years. By dropping out, he says the United States could miss out on green jobs and new investments in renewable energy.
Other countries like China will step in and be happy to flood the global market with electric vehicles, solar panels, and other things.
President Trump claims leaving the agreement will help the U.S. cut energy prices by doubling down on oil and gas development. This is CPR News in KRCC.